powers of mighty nations, blessed above all of creation.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. You are here with me, Lori Anderson, your host for this evening, along with Jono, and along with Eric Hughes Jones of Courtroom Observers and Keith Jones. We, before the break, started discussing Tom Lacovara and Tom Lacovara Stewart, who is a host of the show, who was incarcerated by the feds on Tuesday, December the 6th of 2016. So this is the information I want you to please write down. It has been reported to me by Tom's significant other that Tom has not had his medication since Tuesday, December the 6th, 2016. He is supposed to have his medication twice a day. For y'all of those are new listeners, Tom has Lyme disease. That constitutes, in my opinion, as cruel and unusual punishment and a violation of his rights. You have certain unalienable rights, and he has not been found guilty of any crime. The situation of what they are trying to charge him under is a commerce, and this is absolutely
from the car here where we're on the road and so forth. The motor's a little loud, forgive us, but you know, along those lines, this is not only a violation of numerous federal state statutes, it's a violation of the internationally accepted rules of how prisoners are to be treated. You cannot deny somebody their medication. Why? Because you don't like them or you think they're... I mean, their due process has not even been executed yet. Tom hasn't had... First of all, where's the victim to his crime? Mm-hmm. The whole thing's a fraud on its face because of that concept and precept right there. Under common law and natural law, which is what we should live under as free men and free women,
Where's intent? Yep. Where is any intent as well?
None. And once again, they're going to be charging him with this bizarre lie called constructive possession, which means if you had access to a room where there was a gun, then you are, you're, quote, possessing it. I don't think so. We have to go back to the dictionary definition. We have to get our terms correct. We have to not give the enemy the language. Look it up. Possession is defined as actual holding or occupancy. Actual holding. And it says in my dictionary, the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, the definition of possession requires actual holding or occupancy. So if it's an item, you have to be holding it in your hands. If it is a piece of property like a car or a camper or a house, you have to be in it. That's a form of possession. But having access to a room where there may be a gun, that's not possession. And this cannot, we cannot let anyone make up language that doesn't exist. There's no such thing as constructive possession. It's a term made up by the bar attorneys so they can railroad people under statutory charges for victimless crimes. The purpose of the federal court in this nation is to prosecute crimes against the United States. What crime against the United States was committed by Tom having access to a room that happened to have a gun in it? Never was it seen in his hand. He's not being charged with holding it. So the whole thing's completely fraudulent. And so he's being held without bail, without and being denied his medication. I mean, look up the Geneva Convention. I know it has its problems, but you cannot treat prisoners that way, especially domestically. It's seriously egregious.
Right. Well, that's also in violation of the excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor in cruel and unusual punishments inflicted.
And I believe the concept, both in the federal and the state constitution, say bail timely bail shall be provided except in instances of capital offense. That means where murder is charged. There's not even anything close to that. They can't even pick a victim to this alleged crime. So, I mean, and he should have been provided bail immediately at his first appearance, which should have been his arraignment. This whole thing about an identity hearing and constructive possession and all these other lies that the courts and the attorneys are making up are making it easy for the government to prosecute people like Tom for doing nothing and let the real...
Which they never had authority to make that law in the first place. Shall not means just that. And individuals need to really look up infringed. because the definition of infringed would actually surprise some people. However, I'm not going to go into that definition right now. But they also need to look up the Dick Act of 1902. This is a newer phenomenon about the felons. That's cruel and unusual punishment. Once somebody, whether they're misdemeanors or whatever, they just keep pushing that envelope in order to disarm the people. And we need to realize that once somebody has paid their fines and done their time, we have the government nor the state has any authority really truly to stop them from having weapons to defend themselves. But I want people to write down. Right now, you can write down Thomas Robert Lacavera is how they have him in the system. He is located right now in the Federal Detention Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It is located at 700 Arch, A-R-C-H, Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The phone number there is 215-521-4000. I'll repeat that again, 215-521-4000. If you go to the website of www.bop.gov and you click on Contact Us, if you prefer to reach out via email, you can click on the Contact Us button, do the drop-down box, and you can have inmate concerns or health care position questions. You can click on that, and you can send your grievance to them that way as well. Now, with sending it via email, it does say that it may take about 20 to 30 working days for a response. So it's better if we do call. We need to find out why he's being denied his medications. He needs to have his medications. I believe, I may be wrong, but I believe that that is not only under cruel and unusual punishment, but I believe it could possibly be a violation when it comes to the ADA. Am I right or wrong about that one, Keith?
Well, it's not necessarily the fact of the ADA in that sense, but there's, like you said, the unusual punishment. And this is part of the problem with the bill was there was no real specific, because they thought that was going to be picked up through the former other bill. But the problem lies and still is most law enforcement do not know how to work and deal with disabilities, being people need meds or whatever. A good example, there is not a prison or a jail in this country that's set up for wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere. If you're in a wheelchair, they don't know what to do with you. 99% of the country, counties or whoever, how you want to say it, don't even have a wheelchair accessible vehicle to take a person in a wheelchair to be booked even.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the part of this came out, and this is what I'm driving at, is we have the 18 bill, but there's also a bill beyond that called the Osteen bill. Okay?
Okay.
And what happened was a gentleman who was a wheelchair person got picked up for speeding. Okay? He went his day to court. Okay? And this was in Tennessee. He got as far as the first floor, but guess where the courtroom is at? He was on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what was missing?
Accessibility.
There was no elevator to go from first floor to the third floor.
Oh, nice.
Okay, now this is 10 years after the American Disabilities Act was done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they've had plenty of time to retrofit and do what they need to. Okay, so he went home. There's a bench warrant issued to him. Law enforcement came to him. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll take your bill. Your ticket, whatever you want to say it. He says, but the thing is, you have to understand one of two things. You either put an elevator in that room, or you and your buddy take care of me all the way upstairs. If you drop me, guess what happens?
Yep,
well, guess what happens to his deal. Okay,
mm-hmm.
This is a problem that we have here, and you brought it up earlier, is the fact that there needs to be an outcry. And unfortunately, that outcry in the disability community has been over and over, but they've gotten so tired of it, and we've gotten nowhere with it. Now, I did a little research, you asked me, and I did not know what, because I've dealt with so many different diseases and so many things over the years. I've been doing this for 40 years plus. So it's hard to remember all the different new ones and some of the stuff that's come about.
Right.
I also did research and found out this can cause major joint pain and problems. It can cause neurology problems, and it can cause headaches. And all that comes with balance. Okay? Mm-hmm. I suffer from balance, so I know what that's like firsthand.
Right.
Now, my question to these people is, you can start giving him his meds, or you're going to have someone to make sure that he doesn't fall down from balance and hit and crack his head open, and then guess what you get lined up with? And the second part was that he goes in a wheelchair, where are you going to put him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and I'm going to make this, you know where my stand is for attorneys, but I'm going to throw this out to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
First thing is, there is a couple in Denver, Colorado, and they probably wouldn't remember me because it's been years ago since I associated with them. But there's a group called Fox and Rob.
Mm-hmm.
F-O-X and then Rob, R-O-B. They're a couple. They're both wheelchair people. They've been doing stuff for years for disability laws and the whole get and go. They're associated with a group called ADAPT. And they're all wheelchair. In fact, I was part of the group when we did the crawl up to the state capitol in Denver. That was quite a deal. Anyway, under the American Disabilities Act, when you go to the attorney, they take a third of whatever you get from your lawsuit. Or they charge you or however, okay? But under Rehabilitation Act of 73, there's a 505. And this is where it gets interesting. Mm-hmm. Under the 505, you find yourself an attorney that will charge a market rate per hour. So let's say it's $350 an hour, just for argument's sake here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They market $450.
Well, okay, but I'm just pulling down a number, okay? Let's say they spend 20 hours doing their case. They charge them $350 times that 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That can rack up some real money real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Sure can.
Okay. So my argument is, at this point, what you and I need, or Eric can be involved if he'd like to, is we need to find ourselves an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Civil and criminal.
Right. And I'm going to also say this for the listeners, because I forgot to say this earlier, so I want to state this again. Tom is at the Federal Detention Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. His register number is 66455-050. You are going to need that number in order to be able to send an email, or even when you're discussing over the telephone, to inquire about his medications that they are not giving to him. Let's remember that we here on Resurrect the Republic, always, we can speak firmly and justly for someone's rights without being rude. Let's make sure we're not rude or threatening in any way, especially if you're a new listener and you don't understand that. That does not get you anywhere. But we do need to be firm that he needs his medications. The phone number for that is 215-521-4000. The location, if you want to start a protest out there, is 700 Arch, A-R-C-H, Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19106. And we need to stand up for Tom just as he has stood up for us. I also want to mention Lori. I spoke with her earlier today. She wanted to say thank you to the individuals who donated. She received $30 donated last night. She did get that to Tom on his books, and she received $50 from a friend. She wants to thank the individuals who donated very much. They are in need of a lot more donations. The way for you to donate, you can donate via PayPal to tomlacavera@gmail.com is the PayPal email address, or you can go to resurrecttherepublic.com and you can click on that PayPal donate button, because the network sponsor RBN and not Resurrect the Republic. However, this call for donations is not even for the radio show itself. This is to help Tom individually, and we need to join together just like he would for us. He fights for everyone that needs a voice, and I want to let you know this. According to the CDC.gov, the later signs and symptoms of the Lyme's disease, you have severe headaches and neck stiffness, additional EM rashes or other areas of the body, arthritis with severe joint pain and swelling, particularly the knees and large joints, facial palsy, loss of muscle tone or drop on one or both sides of the face, intermediate pain in tendons, muscles, joints, and bones, heart palpitations or an irregular heartbeat, episodes of dizziness or shortnesses of breath, inflammation of the brain and the spinal cord, nerve pain, shooting pains, numbness, tingling of the hands or feet, problems with short-term memory, and they are refusing to give him his medication. He is supposed to take it twice a day, and he has not had his medication since December the 6th of 2016. We're asking for everybody, please make those calls. Activism makes the difference. Do so in a responsible manner, because we will not lower ourselves to their standards.
Hey, Lori, have they stated a claim as to why they're denying him his medication?
Not
Someone
to my
just
knowledge.
Asked me that question directly. They're looking, huh?
Not to my knowledge.
My question is, where did they pick him up at?
They picked him up in New Jersey, and
they took him to Philly.
And yeah, they had him in a New Jersey court, but then they put him in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
That's called kidnapping.
Yes, I know. Yes,
they do it all the time. The purpose is to take the person as far away from their support group and people as possible, so they don't have visitors, they don't have people to assist them with their case, etc.
Right. And then they're contemplating, they've refused him bail, you know, and all of that good little stuff, which is absolutely insane, because he apparently was such a threat that when this happened in January of 2016, that the state boys who were there did not arrest him, did not act as if it was anything except for, you know, it is what it is. And now all of a sudden the feds are picking it up, allegedly an indictment September of 2016. So it took right there 9 months to get that indictment, which I find ironic in and of itself. If he's such a threat to society, 9 months is a pretty long wait on that. And then on top of that, after September, when that alleged indictment, and I say alleged indictment because you can't see a grand jury foreman's signature. There is no court stamp on it. I have seen it myself. It does not appear to be a real indictment, in my opinion, because I've seen a lot of indictments. It does not resemble one. And it is amazing that this happened approximately 1 week after he had openly announced on the radio show that he was going to Nevada to cover the Bundy trial and the such. So we definitely need individuals to please, even if you only donate a dollar, dollars add up. And if you could please donate to help Tom and Lori, they need your help. He needs money on his books, for one, to get warm clothes. He not only needs that, but he needs help with getting a, hopefully, a constitutional attorney that will fight for his rights if they have the ability to do so. And as you know, $30 does not go a long way, but it does help tremendously. And thank you to those who did previously donate. Please, I hope that you do move and call this office and find out, because that really is a possible lawsuit in and of itself. And the problem is what we were trying to address at the beginning is I'm tired of people trying to make it who work for the FBI, trying to make themselves look as if they are heroes helping the United States of America's citizens, when in reality, they know that is not the case. If that was the case, then they would be getting these sex rings put in order, these individuals that are behind it. They cannot claim they don't know about it. They would get these people who are funneling money that is the people's money in violations, the perjurers that are in Congress that are attacking everybody's rights, because ultimately they need to understand they're targeting their own children. We're not targeting anybody. You're targeting your own children and their future, and you're making it okay for somebody else to do that to your children as well. And that is our concern, everybody's concern on that end. Now, I do have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and take that caller, and then we'll continue with that discussion. Glenn, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
First time I've called into your show. I was listening to your show about felony convictions and their rights after. What is your personal opinion about a person that has had a felony conviction that's been released, been in society for a number of years, and has performed in society the way we all do? Do you think that person should have all his rights restored or
absolutely. Not? Let me tell you something. Constitutionally speaking, okay? Constitutionally speaking, that is no justification for anybody's rights to be taken from them. Let me tell you why, for several reasons, okay? First of all, your rights are unalienable. You are born with them, okay? The Constitution does not give you any rights. It does not afford you any rights. It limits what the government is and is not allowed to touch, okay? Now, once you have been convicted of a crime, all right, and we're not going to go into it right now, but most people don't get any due process in the United States of America these days anyway. But the reality is, let's assume that the person had due process and they got convicted, okay, and they served their time and they paid their debt to society per se, okay?
Yes.
To continue to punish them is cruel and unusual punishment.
Agreed.
They have paid their debt to society.
And it's also a form of double jeopardy.
Yes, it is.
Because under double jeopardy, you can't be tried for the same offense twice. And he's not only – he's being punished for the same offense twice. He hasn't even gone to a second trial yet. And they're really punishing him for his first offense in this instance because everything is revolving around that initial – minor statutory felony that he had in his past. And like your caller said, they're using people who have these minor, nonviolent, minor statutory felonies in their past, sometimes over a decade ago, using that as an excuse to come and disarm people. And usually the Patriots are at the top of the list, so it's obvious persecution. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to put one plus one together in that regard.
You know, and even way back in the day, it's okay. I'll let you speak just one second. I just want to point out one quick point. Way back in the day, when individuals were released from jail, which there was very little jails back in the day, but I'm talking about like the Western era, okay? Their guns were not taken from them when they got released. They still had their guns.
You're 100% correct about that.
Okay. That became a phenomenon. You know, when you're talking about the Jim Crow era and the things like that, the gun issue, when let's just talk reality, which for some reason Congress cannot grip, and other individuals cannot grip per these codes and you know, they want to continue to punish individuals who have already served their time or paid their fines. The reality of the fact is, if someone is intent on harming another individual, okay, whether it be murder or whatever the case may be, it does not matter what their code or that sheet of paper says. They are going to be able to get a hold of either a weapon. They are going to be able to use a car as a weapon. You can use gasoline as a weapon. You can use crock pots. You can use hairspray as a weapon. So the reality is it gives people a false sense of safety, is the reality of it. Because the hardened criminals, whether they are American citizens or whether they are not American citizens, the hardened criminals are not going to give a rip what's on that sheet of paper. They're going to do what they want to do, and they're going to attack whomever they want to attack. And that is why it is so important that every individual is trained and armed as per what we are supposed to be, because it is our duty to not only protect ourselves, but to protect our communities, to protect our children, which of course makes our communities safer. It makes a less of a need for the police state, because when you have a society that is armed, you end up having a lot less crime. You don't have the need for, let's say, 175 officers. You can look at Kennesaw, Georgia. They used to have a very high crime rate over 25 years ago. And what they did because of their high crime rate, they mandated gun ownership. They had only 5,000 people at that time. And what happened was, when they mandated that everybody have arms and the ammunition with it, of course, unless it's against your religious preference or if you were a convicted felon, and then what, or against your belief. In other words, you weren't fined for not having it, but it was still a mandate. Over 25 years ago, you can look up their crime stats. Their violent crime went to zero. When I mean violent crime, I'm talking murder and rape. Okay, their violent crime went to zero over 25 years running. You have that mandate. Criminals don't go in there. They don't like someone who is not an easy target or victim. And on top of that, their population went from 5,000 to over 29,000 people, and no problems in any mass problems. You know, you have car break-ins and stuff like that with people not over there. But, you know, you're going to have some sort of crime. But the reality is, these codes and stuff, first of all, are unconstitutional. Congress shall make no laws, not just the First Amendment.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. Listen, okay. 25 years ago, I'm 58 years old. 25 years ago, I was served time for involuntary manslaughter.
Hold on just one second, Glenn. Stay with us, and I will let you tell me that on the other half of the break. Right now, we just need to hear a couple of words from the broadcast sponsors, and we'll be right back. Glenn, hang in there with us, as well as you, Eric, John, and Keith.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. And we were just in conversation with one of our callers, Glenn. Welcome back on the other side of the break. And if you would, go ahead and start with the question that you were asking.
Well, I was saying that we were talking about constitutional rights. 25 years ago, I'm 58 years old now, I was convicted for manslaughter, DUI, a drinking and driving conviction. I spent my time. When I got out, I had to spend time on probation with a parole officer. And at the end of parole term, I asked my parole officer, I said, I'm a hunter. Can I have weapons? Can I hunt and everything else? And he wouldn't give me a direct answer, but he said, you're a free man. You can, you know, that's it. He wouldn't give me a direct answer. So I, I told him that means I have the right to protect myself if somebody comes to my house. And he still wouldn't give me an answer. And I do protect myself. I mean, I've been hired by over the last 25 years by several major corporations and everything else. If you were in my position, how would you look at it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, like I said, you know, we have to fight to get the corporate government to understand that they're violating their own bylaws, basically, is what we have to do. However, absolutely, if you served your time and you're off your probation, constitutionally speaking, they have no right to infringe upon your unalienable rights. See,
yes, but
what so many people don't... Go ahead.
No. An incident may occur where I may have to protect my property, and then law enforcement will say, hey, 25 years ago you had a felon, and I don't have the right to protect myself.
Right. That's what they will tell you. That's what they will push. But what what we do here is we try to expose that that's not, they really never had that authority in the first place. We're trying to get them to really realize we're actually, some of the individuals on this call, we're working on trying very hard to get them to understand that, because the Bill of Rights is not a Bill of Rights. It's not. It's a Bill of Limitations. It's a Bill of Limitations. It limits the federal government.
If they felt I was a threat to society, they should have never left me out, right?
Right. And not only that, you know, this illusion of these statutes and these codes and these gun laws and all of this crud, they never had the authority to even write the first one. Now, that's the truth of the matter.
But they do.
Oh, I know they did. They did. And it stems a lot through, quote unquote, the bar attorneys, because you have a lot of bar attorneys who are in Congress. You have a lot of bar attorneys who are sitting in judges' seats. You have a lot of bar attorneys. And we can go into that, believe me. And it's a fight. It's a fight because they act like if somebody made a mistake previously, well, you know, they have to be controlled by us, and it's also a system of control. It all leads back up to the UNODA disarmament. But the reality is, people who believe in this junk need to really understand, think about this. They're arming terrorists, known terrorists. They're arming known drug cartels that they know murder people. Do not tell us that it is not. It's because you're trying to protect society. It's because you're trying to control them. That's what it is.
You're 100% correct. So I'm a computer guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm shortly after I was released, I was hired by a corporate company, and I had to travel to Canada. And I'm an honest fellow, so I go to, I'm crossing the border, and they said, did you ever have a conviction for anything? I told them the truth, and they said, well, you can't come into the country then. And they took me to the magistrate, and it was a big computer system I was doing for the government there. And so they put me in front of the magistrate, and the magistrate goes, does our company that resides in Canada need your services? I go, that's why they're bringing me here. And bada bing, bada boom, I'm in, right?
Right.
It's all a money game. It has nothing I have had no problem working anywhere with my prior conviction. But
that's a blessing.
If I go try to buy a weapon, I can't buy one, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right, because of their unlawful federal statutes. And go ahead, somebody said Ann Lori. Who was that?
That was me.
Okay, go ahead.
Can I make three comments real quick?
Yes, you may.
Firstly, we talk about the gun control and all and this whole thing. You're talking about armament and everything. Look at Switzerland. Mm-hmm. Even junior high kids take their guns to school.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Their crime rate's not even worth talking about. Okay,
yep.
next thing we were talking about, and you study, you find out.
Let's not forget, in that Switzerland comment, Hitler didn't try to invade it.
Right. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, also, if you study, there's more people that die from gravity than they do people killing each other. Now, so what are we going to do, outlaw gravity? Oh, now we get to float around in air? That'd be fun.
Right.
The other thing, last thing I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Is the fact that one of the things that this gentleman can do also is get a hold of a peace flag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that way, if anything happens under peace flag, if you study it through the Constitution and Articles of Confederation, anything happens, then it becomes a situation of conquest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we know that there's a fight with this. But the reality is constitutionally and constitutionally, the federal government never had any authority to direct anything when it came to firearms. Nothing. And the federal constitution, if you will, was an agreement between the states and the federal government. It was not between the people. It was not for them to rule over individual people. It was to keep the states in line when it came to protecting individuals' rights. And it was to help if there was a dispute between the states and commerce. And it was to help ensure against invasion, which is almost tragic irony these days because, you know, while they called Crimea an invasion, I would like to know what the heck they call is going on here in the United States of America. Now, I wanted to make a real quick comment because I want to bring this back up so that everybody will know once again, Thomas Robert Lacovara is how they have Tom listed at the Federal Detention Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. His register number is 66455-050. I want you to know that if you decide that you want to protest because Tom is not getting his medications and that he has not been allowed bond, the street address for the Federal Detention Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is 700 Arch Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19106. The phone number is 215-521-4000. If you want to send an email, you can go to www.bop.gov. And you can click on the Contact Us button. You will find a drop-down button or a drop-down bar, and it will have healthcare position questions and inmate concerns. Please get involved. Tom would do this for us, and we need to do this for him just as we have stood for everyone else. If you want to donate to be able to help Tom to get some good counsel and to get the items that he needs while he is in that federal detention center, you can send a PayPal donation to tomlacovara@gmail.com is the PayPal email address. You can also find it on www.resurrecttherepublic.com. And I just want to also remind everybody, thank you to those so much. To each and every individual whom has already donated, every donation does count, and it is being used to help Tom in this current situation. $30 was donated last night. Thank you. And a friend of Tom and Lori's donated $50 last night, and all of that is being used for Tom to be able to get money on the books so that he can get clothing that he needs as well. But we need to make sure that we need to bring these phones off the hooks. We need to send these emails. We need to make sure that thousands upon thousands of people are calling to make sure that he gets his medications. We read what the side effects of Lyme disease are if it's not treated, and that falls under cruel and unusual punishment. And I just want to say that I know personally if the same situation were to be in reverse, that Tom would be fighting for me, or he would be fighting for you, Eric, or Glenn, or you, Keith, as well. And Tom has been very adamant in fighting for the right of the individuals, no matter what the case may be. Eric, can you let the individuals know as well, if they want to contact you to get on a list for updates of possible behinds in the seats, let people know what Courtroom Observers does, since we only have about 15 minutes left of the show. And if they want to get involved with being able to help with behinds in the seats and how to contact Courtroom Observers to get on that list in order to be notified, can you give them that information?
Yes, you can send me an email. Let's start with there. And I'll give my phone number as well, so people who are not wanting to be online can always give me a call. The email is Eric, E-R-I-C. The next name is Hughes, my middle name, H-U-G-H-E-S. That's ERICHUGHES.NY@yahoo.com. That's erichughes.ny@yahoo.com. I'm in New York. That's why the NY. My phone number is 585-730-9220. And what we are about is activism. Activism trumps paperwork every time. I love paperwork, and we do a mean habeas corpus, but activism always trumps paperwork. I've seen the courts bury people's habeas corpuses and keep them incarcerated for 6 months without hearing. One woman in Connecticut, Tammy Stroud, was incarcerated in a psychiatric ward after being labeled a sovereign citizen, and her habeas corpus, which was very well done by another individual, was placed at the bottom of the pile, and they kept her in there for 6 months. The stuff she witnessed is ungodly. We can have her on sometime. Okay. She's a very level-headed woman who happened to do some activist things and, you know, be interested in the things we're interested in, and she suffered and paid the price, because what the FBI is about now is not public protection or national protection. It's about setting up patriots because of the administration and the powers that should not be, that have been dictating to the three-letter agencies what they should be doing, extra-legally, extra-judicially. We know the score. So it's about activism. Your voice matters. Anybody out there who thinks that you want to stay in the shadows and why do I want to get involved and, hey, they're going to know who I am, I got news for you, pals. Everybody knows where you are. The Mossad and Interpol and the CIA and the National Security Agency knows where everybody is. All right. Mm-hmm. If you're breathing, they know who you are and where you are. Live in the light. Come on out and do something about it and get active. People who don't care will be slaves. This country was not founded on inactivism. It was founded on severe activism, or we'd still be living under British rule. And I would argue that we're back under such a situation right now. Follow
right,
the money. It always goes back
like
to London. It always goes back to London and Rome. So, you know, and these, you know, the agents, once again, we have to focus on the executioners, because, I mean, this is what they teach you in martial arts. The order giver is not really to blame. It's the person who acts out on that order. The royal families and the commanders and the judges and the senators and congressmen and presidents can spit into the wind all the illegitimate orders they would like to. And if there's nobody there who's stupid enough and evil enough to enforce those orders that are immoral and unlawful, such as what they're doing to Tom, we wouldn't have this problem. So it's the executioners that are propping up this illegitimate antichrist system with coat hangers and duct tape, hoping they're going to take down as many patriots as possible before the administration changes, and we may possibly have some positive change here with things getting better, the economy, people's freedom, their rights being respected, the courts doing the right thing, and that's what we're all trying to get to. We're trying to get to a better place, and unfortunately we're not going to get there if people do nothing. So I would implore people, your voice makes a difference. Don't hide, speak. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Sorry, if I may interrupt, this is Glenn. I agree 100% with what you say, but the problem is that the corruption is at a grassroots level. And if you don't handle it at a grassroots level, you're never going to, you know, how do you eat an elephant? You eat an elephant a bite at a time,
Right. And the problem is, you talked about a higher level, but...
We're talking about the low level, too.
to a fault, I have been hyper-focused on buy local, fix local. You're not going to have any fix if it's from top down. It is bottom
local,
up, and I agree 100%. You've got to take back your
not going to have nothing. And the
problem is...
I agree. Right, and that's the whole problem. And the problem beyond that is that locally, my fellow citizens around me are oblivious to what the hell's going on.
And you know, that's
the Bible did not say the remnant would be big.
Right.
Can I make a quick comment?
Go ahead.
If you go back and study history from 1620 to 1760, this country was under common law, or what we know, self-governing counties. Okay, or you call it townships, whatever you want to say, the same principle. Okay, there were three of them. There was a British, there was a proprietary, and there was charter. Okay, and British is pretty obvious. The proprietary is a mix between charter and British, but there, because people did not want to wake up, the charter is what we need, and charter is what gives us our rights at a local level. We have control
of what's
going on. That's what I'm saying now. That's what I've been working on for 14 years to learn this stuff, so I can go out and start teaching people how we can do this.
Excellent point.
You know, we are very well aware of the corruption, and I hope you will join in the conversation tomorrow night as well, Glenn, because people need to understand something, and we have pushed this, and the understanding of this needs to be full-fledged, because this will protect on local level all the way up to federal level. You need to understand the responsibility of the jury nullification, because if we can get everybody informed, and it doesn't matter what they write in their statutes, if the jury is informed and they know what's going on, they have the authority to judge that law and nullify it. That
I
is
agree
why
with
it
you
is
100%.
imperative, because if they know that, then there is no way they can continue to get by with the unlawfulness, whether it be on the federal level, whether it be on the local level or the state level. It doesn't matter. And that is what we try to do here, is educate. And I'm not trying to...
I need my fellow citizen that lives next door to me to expound and have the same viewpoint and understanding that you do, but they don't.
Right, but here's the problem, okay? And I have found this to be very true with me. I write articles for freedomoutpost.com, and I am on this show, but a lot of times what it takes is the individual talk. You have to know it yourself and look people in the eyes one-on-one and talk to them and use parables in which they themselves, it would affect them, and then bring out the reality of it. And 9 times out of 10, once they realize, wait a minute, you're right, then they realize how it will benefit them. Because unfortunately today, we are in a very selfish society where if it doesn't benefit me, why should I do anything if it doesn't benefit me? So you have to, a lot of times when you're talking to somebody one-on-one, do it with something that they themselves can relate to. And bring in, well, did you know that your individual rights you were born with, that the Constitution nor the Bill of Rights gives you any rights, it limits the federal government, it does not limit you? That's why you have the 9th and 10th Amendment. Many people forget that 9th and 10th Amendment. How many people realize that the 7th Amendment, it's in suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, a right to a trial by jury shall be preserved. Okay? $20. Can we say traffic court, people? All right. So let's remember, a lot of people don't remember that the 9th Amendment, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. The 10th Amendment, the powers that are not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. It shall be in pursuance thereof. People keep forgetting that. They keep trying to quote, oh, well, that supremacy clause. But in that supremacy clause, it has to be in pursuance thereof. In pursuance to what? It was a new document when you're talking about the Constitution. So if you're talking about it has to be in pursuance thereof, pursuance to what? Articles of Confederation. And when you look at the Articles of Confederation, the people were above because the people were what created those documents and your constitutions of each one of your states. A constitution, the definition of it, it means it is laws that govern a nation. We are many nations. We are in a union. We are not one country. And our nations gather together in unity to protect themselves and in agreement. That's why
nobody
we are
united. Nobody denies what you're saying. But we are...
You'd be surprised people do simply, because they've been brainwashed.
We're talking about simpletons that live... I mean, how do you express your viewpoint to simpletons that live around us and get them to coalesce and move forward in the proper way?
Well, first you have to engage.
First of all, they're not going to... The verbiage and language you use, I understand it. The people that are on this understand that. But my next-door neighbor, he might be a physicist or whatever, but they're in another world. They don't get it.
Okay, and I understand what you're saying, but let me explain something to you. I have spoken with very young individuals that have no clue what the Bill of Rights is, what the Constitution is. They only know Facebook, okay? You have to, in order to make that and be that difference, you have to figure out what it is that makes that individual tick, talk to them on their level, and make it connect for them. And I have done that many times, one-on-one with individuals, and their eyes opened. And it takes that time. It does take time. It takes an effort, and it takes love. They need to know you're telling them out of love and compassion and not out of any other reason. And with that, I want to say thank you, everybody, for joining me tonight. Join us tomorrow night. I believe we will probably be touching on the topic of jury nullification tomorrow night. And please get engaged. Let's help Tom get his medications. Remember, his register number is 66455-050, and the phone number in order to be able to contact the Federal Department of Corrections is 215-521-4000. Let's do it with honor, integrity, and make sure that as we stand for truth and what is right, let's do it in honor and not in a threatening manner. I want to say thank you. God bless you for every one of you who were with us tonight. And as always, watch your backs and check your facts. Thank you to all, and good night.
Photo ops.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.